In 1974, just as his father was thinking of selling Jaime's to become a stockbroker, the 18-year-old record fiend started college in New York. He got a part-time job as assistant to Joel Dorn, who had produced popular albums for Bette Midler and Roberta Flack. The city then was bubbling with experimental comedy and the beginnings of punk. This was just as it was heading towards financial crisis, and before the beautiful people with their shiny teeth were being photographed every night at Studio 54. New York was rough, he liked to say. It had a smell about it. The block he lived on had a gay bathhouse, and the small midtown recording studio he rented soon filled up with posters of Laurel and Hardy, Popeye puppets, Holocaust memories, and a music box that played Karlheinz Stockhausen, a gift from Frank Zappa. Mr. Wilner, who had a mind like a reliquary, revered the music of T-Rex as much as he favoured Kurt Vile, Lou Reed, and Thelonious Monk. Since the mid-20th century, the music producer has become an iconic figure in the cultural world, as much impresario as director, bringing together singer and songwriter and conjuring up the character of an album as a living entity. The producer is the ship's captain, magician and master chef, all rolled into one. As one friend of his liked to say, the producer is in charge of everything.